taking shots at the Satan, full clip. I could picture my enemy, Kodak. Don't question my cousin, he wrote that. Jahannam is hot, no slack, but his mercy is real, cold fact.
Assalamu alaikum guys, my name is Muhammad.
And I'm Ismail.
And today, in the dunya, we're joined by Brother Umar Isa, a famous Nadkhwan and Nasheed artist. And he talks about his past, how he got into Nasheeds, what he plans for the future, and also some interesting collabs that he's planning to do with the upcoming Nasheed artist. So make sure you stay tuned, and there's a lot to be learned and listened to from this episode. Assalamu alaikum, guys. We're here with our special guest, Brother Umar Isa. He's a famous Nadkhwan and Nasheed artist, and we're just going to ask him a few questions today. So how are you doing, brother? You okay?
Alhamdulillah, I'm fine, my brother.
Good. How's your day going, quarantine, lockdown?
Yeah, it's okay. You know, it's like Groundhog Day. Same thing every day, subhanAllah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll start rolling into the questions. So, Brother Isa, why and how did you become a Nasheed artist? What's your story?
So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First, in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most just, the most kind, the most compassionate. And I send my peace and blessings on the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for me, I used to be an R&B and pop singer. I used to like back in before 2011. And I had no connection to Islam. So I was basically in Jahalia, you know, just living life in the dunya and just trying to find ways for myself, to be very honest with you. And then I was guided back to the deen, thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My mum and my dad were practicing, alhamdulillah. And it wasn't some people just have a day or one time, a moment that they just come back to the deen. For me, it was a gradual thing. I was feeling quite lost anyway, I was doing quite well. I was being played on every major radio station. My name was coming up as a kind of a artist. You know, all the DJs on the underground scene knew who I was. And it was going all right, to be honest with you. But for me, this emptiness just kept... It was like... it's weird to explain, but it's like no matter what was happening in my career, there was always like a void. There was a void in me all the time. So I picked up the Quran and the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I started reading. And to be honest with you, the transition came for me. I left music around about, I think it was about probably April, May 2011.
Yeah, well.
And that was it, to be honest with you. When I left it, I didn't even know what Nasheeds were. I didn't know what Naats, so I didn't know none of that.
Yes.
And, it was a bit of a weird one, because when I left, it was just weird, and I just, yeah.
So were you not Muslim before, and you became Muslim later, or always Muslim and just not practicing?
No, I'm not practicing. I was born Muslim. Mum and dad were practicing, but alhamdulillah, I was Muslim. But but I didn't have no connection to Islam at all.
Oh, all right, okay, that's quite interesting. So where did you actually get your inspiration from? Like, how did you find out about Nasheeds, and how did you get into them?
So when I left, I basically I got rid of all my instruments that I used to play. And I remember when I left, I was speaking to a friend, and I go, I'm done now, really. I don't know what I'm going to do, I said to him, because the only thing I can do is music, if that makes sense.
Mm.
So he happened to go to say to me, why don't you do Nasheeds? And I was like, what is that? I don't even know what that is, bro. Like, he was like, it's basically like, you know, Islamic music. And I was like, music? I mean, that completely goes against my kind of now belief and the research I've done into Islam, that, you know, instruments are not permissible, so I can't do that. He went, why don't you just do a cappella with your voice? Like, you don't have to use no instruments, just use your voice. And I was a big fan of old, like, R&B groups back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the Boyz II Men, Jodeci, Shy and all that. So I thought, okay, cool, let me do that. And that was how I basically came up with my first Nasheed. And my first Nasheed was called Allah. And then it just went from there. Alhamdulillah, I guess that's where the story starts.
Oh, so, yeah. So where do you get the lyrics from? So what inspires you with the lyrics, and how do you come up with them?
So for me, the lyrics are like, I have like an ocean of subhanAllah, like material, like with Islam and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Quran, the ayat. So basically, I base everything around that. So if I write anything, I write it based off, like, say for example, there's a hadith, for example, and I'll base it around that. Or if it's based on the ayat of the Quran, I'll base my lyrics just off that. It just has to be around a word or a topic, and then I basically just write on the basis of that.
All right, that's pretty good.
So you mentioned before your first nasheed. So that kind of rolls into this next question, which is, what was your first nasheed and what was it about?
Yeah, so my first nasheed was called Allah. For me, it was perfect because there was one thing that my mum used to tell me when I was younger, even when I was in Jahali and I used to do the wrong things, may Allah's Father forgive me.
I mean,
she used to say that, you know, Umar, Allah can see everything you're doing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everywhere. Allah can see and hear everything. And I was weird. I wasn't really weird. I had a connection with Allah, if that makes sense. So I had a connection with God. Like, and that was, I was never an atheist. You know, thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was always a theist. I believed in God. So for me, I thought when I do nasheed, it was a calculated decision that I thought, you know what? My first nasheed should be about my Lord who saved me and who's brought me out of that filth of Jahaliyyah and what I was before. I mean, if you met my friends and you asked them, who was I before? They would tell you, like, this is a different, completely different person. Like, you're talking, this Umar is completely different. You know, literally, this religion has changed him in a way that, you know, you couldn't imagine. Even my producer, who I've been working with since, you know, even back in Jahaliyyah, I used to work with my main producer. He always says to me, he goes, you changed. Like, your the way you do things are changed. The way the way you speak, the way you do things. Obviously, I've still got attributes from my past. But, you know, I'm different where I conduct myself. I live my life. How I am with people, I'm differently. I live according to Islam. Well, we, you know, we try really, you know.
But, yeah. So when did you release your first nasheed?
So I released it in December 2011. I basically started a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And I basically I just did it like that, to be honest with you. Literally, that all I had of just put it out, started a Facebook page, YouTube, and that's it. Yeah. In December 2011.
Yeah. So, you know, with your nasheed, do you have an aim or like a target audience or a message that you'd like to get across using your nasheeds?
My aim is to it's a big mission, but obviously, you know, when you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can do anything, and you should always reach for, you know, they say you should reach for the moon, for example, and at least you'll touch the stars, right?
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, I want my nasheeds to reach every Muslim brother and sister, of course, the ones who listen to nasheeds, but the ones who don't listen as well, because the majority of Muslims, unfortunately, listen to music. So it's, you know, you have to try to convert the ones who are not converted yet, if that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
It's easy to convert the converted, but it's hard to convert the ones who don't know nothing about it.
Yeah.
So my job is to reach as many people in the world, so billions, inshallah. You know, that's the aim.
Inshallah.
And it's just working hard, you know, and trying to get to every ear in.
Yeah. How are you trying to get to the people that are currently just listening to music and don't even know about nasheeds? How are you trying to get to them?
So basically, firstly, the important thing is for me to create content at the same level as what they're listening to music. Because when you look at the mainstream industry, they are extremely professional. They've got everything in place. They've got it's like a well-oiled machine, basically, right? So for me, and when I do nasheeds, vocal only nasheeds, I mean, I don't even do beatboxing, for example. I don't even use a duff, even though that is permissible. I just use my voice. Completely, strictly my voice, and I have to create content at the same level as the biggest artists in the world, and I feel that if you do that, you will reach that audience. And also, I've got something else that I do covers. So basically, when I do covers, say for example, if your favorite artist was a musician in the game, I'll cover that song, and then basically, if they listen to that, they'll be like, "Ra, who is this?" And then they'll come and listen to my nasheeds. But I've only done about 6-7 covers. I've got
What do you mean by cover?
Cover is basically, say for example, I've done covers of Adele. She's a singer, mainstream singer. I've done See You Again. It's by an artist called Wiz Khalifa. I've done I've done Falling in Love with her. It's a cover by a group called Shy. So if that makes sense, like
Dummy Hawk was
a big Bollywood tune. So basically for me is to, I don't have a marketing budget. So, you know, there's a, so my way, that is my marketing. So if you do something which, say for example, I'll give you an example. Say for example, you, my bro, you like Michael Jackson, for example, right? And you were a heavy Michael Jackson fan. I mean, that was all you used to do. All you do is listen to Michael Jackson. Now, if I basically did an Islamic version of a Michael Jackson song, and you basically, because you know about Michael Jackson and you know literally everything about him, you hear about this and you think, wow, what is this? You click it and then automatically you hear about Allah in the Michael Jackson song.
Yeah.
So that may trigger an interest for you to think, what is this? What is this? What do you mean? Who's Allah? What's Islam and all that?
So
that's the aim at the end of the day.
Yeah, so you like integrate their tune into your nasheed.
Yeah. So basically, I haven't done many of them. I've done about 7. I've got about, altogether, I've got 40 nasheeds that I've released to date, right? So about 7 of them are covers. So that's what I'll do exactly. I'll integrate that melody. I'll change the lyrics. And I'll basically then present it in a Muslim version, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's quite good, mashallah.
Yeah.
How long does it take you to get one nasheed out? So completely done from beginning to end, how long does it take you?
Hey, it depends, my bro. You know, to be honest with you, I can, sometimes it takes me days to finish a nasheed. Sometimes it takes me 4 hours. Sometimes it takes me 8 hours. It depends. The thing is that I'm not good at anything else. I'm not good at math, science, or any of that. The only thing I'm good at is what I do, thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it takes me any amount of time, for example, to release an nasheed. That's no problem for me. So there's no structure, but I'm a perfectionist. So I do take a long time though. Like,
yeah.
And my producer gets vexed with me sometimes. He's like, right, it's okay. So I'm like, no, I need to like make it sound
What are your current plans for the future? Anything coming up?
My next nasheed, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, will come out on Eid al-Adha. And basically after that I'm gonna I'm trying to introduce a new sound in my nasheeds now, for example. So what I'm doing from Eid al-Adha will be introducing a new kind of sound for my nasheeds.
Mm.
So I always try to innovate my sound. I'm trying to change all the time, because at the end of the day, if you keep to the same formula, you'll notice that people get bored. And even if you look at anything, you know, there's always should be a level of change in whatever you do in your life. So that's what I'm concentrating on at the moment, is changing my nasheed sound, if that makes sense. So I'm really excited about that. I hope it works, inshallah.
So out of all your nasheeds, I'm gonna have to ask you this: which one's your favorite? Which one did you have the most fun making, and which one do you think sounds the best?
So for me, there's a nasheed I did back in 2015. It was basically called Alhamdulillah. And the reason I love that one is because what life has taught me since practicing Islam and coming to the deen and learning about Islam every day is that, you know, no matter what you go through, good or bad, Alhamdulillah for everything. Like, currently we're in a lockdown, right? We're in quarantine, but we're still better off than so many people around the world. Like, and that really puts things into perspective, if that makes sense, that we're like very blessed for everything that we go through. We have to say Alhamdulillah. And, you know, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, because Allah says in the Quran, you know, to the nearest meaning, you know, the grateful believer is the one I give to even more, because he's grateful to me. Like, no matter what his situation is, he always says Alhamdulillah. He always thanks me. And no matter if he's had the maddest, hardest day, at the end of it, he says Alhamdulillah, you know, whatever. You know, and that's why that nasheed for me is very important. And I think it's profound that I believe that everyone should be like that, you know?
Yeah. So what about upcoming? Are you thinking to collab with any of the nasheed artists or not ones? Is that something you're looking into?
So there is something that I'm trying to do now, which is going to be quite interesting. I'm going to see if I can do it firstly. Basically, every day, literally, we get messages from up-and-coming nasheed artists, right?
Yeah.
And the truth of the matter is that when I started doing nasheeds, I emailed everybody, like, you know, who I found out when the Nasheed artist. And the unfortunate truth was nobody replied back. So what happened was that it really set a kind of a bad tone in my heart. I thought, whoa, what's happening here? Because, you know, when you come from somewhere, you always think the grass is greener on the other side. But when I came into let's say the Muslim world, I noticed that, no, there's literally no grass here. So I'm thinking, what am I going to do? Like, how do I now navigate through this? Because you think, oh, Muslims, oh my God, everything's going to be perfect. But ultimately, Islam is perfect. Muslims are not. So I thought to myself, okay, cool. And the mad thing is that all these artists that didn't reply back to me are the first ones to now name check me, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But again, I say alhamdulillah for that. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives you izzah and respect. You should never ever chase for someone's respect, because human beings are such a thing, my brothers, is that I give this example that if you give a human a pound every day, right, for 364 days of the year, if you forget to give that person a pound, like on the 365th day, that person will remember that one day ahead of 364 days. That is the fitrah of us human beings. If we can forget Allah, we forget everybody. So I've just gone a bit longer on that question anyway. Sorry about that. But one
minute,
new artists contact me all the time. So I'm going to basically do something where I'm going to try to do like I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but I'm going to give all those artists an opportunity to basically I'll basically record stuff for them, one Nasheed. They will basically then record the lead from wherever they are in the world. And then I'll present that album as like Umar Issa Presents. You know, I don't know if you guys were into music. Let's say were, right? Because I'm going to ask what you guys do now too. So basically in the kind of the music game, especially hip hop, they always have a DJ represents. Like, you know, whenever an artist comes through, a DJ will represent that artist and showcase that artist to his people, right? So I want to try to do that for these artists. And then ultimately I'll do one sheet, put on the album. And even if they want me to do a quick little hook for them, and then just put it out there and, you know, put their social medias out.
Yeah.
And then if people think they're good, then people will follow them ultimately. Look, to this day, I don't have a marketing budget because, you know, I just don't. It's really expensive. But I just work, you know, and I put my sheets out on YouTube, and that's the only platform I have: YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, you know, and all this kind of other stuff. So ultimately, if you're good and you put your faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you're sincere in your work, You'll make it, you know, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
That's just the truth of the game, you know.
Yeah. What about like people that are like on your par, on your level? Are you thinking to club with them?
I haven't got no plans at the moment, to be very honest with you. I've worked with quite a few artists in the past. I haven't got no plans at the moment to do that. But things like that always open up randomly anyway. So, you know, they just happen just like that sometimes. You know, you'll meet somebody and you'd be like, hey, my bro, how you doing? You know, go to a performance and you just be like, all right, let's work together. So there's currently no plans of that at the moment. I guess, that just happens quite organically anyway from what I found. So let's see what happens, inshallah.
Yeah, definitely. So Jazakallah for coming on. It's really, we learned a lot about you. And I didn't know about your past that much. I just knew that you had some really good nasheeds and we learned a lot more about you. So Jazakallah for coming on.
Jazakallah.
Inshallah. Inshallah, we'll all see you later.
Inshallah. Thank you, my brother.
Exactly.
Assalamualaikum.
Jazakallah again to Brother Umar Issa for joining us on today's podcast. I hope everyone's enjoyed that. For anyone listening on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe and hit the notification bell. And if you're listening on any other platform, Spotify, Google Podcasts or anything, don't forget to follow us. And then there's all our socials, Instagram at Today in the Dunya. And hope you've all enjoyed today's episode. We've been your hosts, Ismail
and Muhammad.
And we'll see you next time in the dunya.
Assalamu alaikum.
never pretend my religion conversing comes making my ends. Islam is my deen and it's not what you see on TV. How we be following prophecies put on in this sunnah surely is a key. I pray I remain on the path, mustaqim. So when I rise, Jannah I will see.